Willow Tree Primary School in Harrogate have launched a weekly breakfast club, giving students the opportunity to prepare meals for local elderly people. The club's been running for around a year now and allows Year 6 students to provide nutritious meals whilst mixing with the older generation. I went along to find out more from some of the organisers and some of the students at Willow Tree Primary.
My name's Catherine Baxter, and I had the idea of a breakfast club with a friend called Nicola. Every week is about 8 o'clock. We have 10 or more Year 6 children from Willow Tree School and 10 or more local older people, and they all come and share breakfast together. It's a great start to the day. The children and adults always leave with a smile on their faces. The children get to learn skills, meet new people, serve food, so they're acting like waitresses and waiters. And the older people get the chance to share their stories and make new friends across the generations. And it's supported by a fantastic team of 16 volunteers. And we use food waste that we collect from the supermarkets. So on a Thursday night, we go to Morrison's, Asda, Booker's, Co-op and Tesco's and collect all the food that's heading for landfill. So it's food that's just coming to its best before date. And then we decide that evening what we're going to cook for breakfast. And we're really lucky because we're back onto the community garden, so then we can supplement that with fresh produce. So whether it's potatoes, we do fried potatoes or raspberries or strawberries if they're in season. But the main aim is to bring people together across the generations.
I think Breakfast Club is awesome because we get to talk to the old people and we really get to practice our social skills when we're older. And it's a really good, it's just good fun. It helps us with future life.
What kind of stuff do you talk to the older people about?
Just about like how life's going and just any of your worries, if you're worried, just anything really, because you can trust them and they build up your confidence with you.
It's really nice because they're people that you know now, since you've got to know them eventually throughout the time that you've been, and it's just really nice.
I really like it because it's a good opportunity to like practice like skills when you're older. If you want to like get a waiter's job, you can like practice doing that.
I think in Harrogate we're really lucky that there are lots of groups for different sections of society. So if you're a mum with toddlers, they're toddler groups. If you're an older person, there might be groups, teas for older people, and similarly for children of different ages. But there's not so much that brings all the generations together. And we've got children here who don't have grandparents and don't get to meet sort of that generation. It's a really nice way, and you'll chat to hopefully some of the older people. And they've said they'd just be walking along the street and they'll hear somebody shout their voice, and it just makes their day and they get a big smile. It's really kind of heartwarming and building relationships.
I really like it because I really like children, and I do think it's an absolutely super thing to do. So I think that's the important thing for what it's intended to be for. Sometimes it's not possible always to see your grandchildren, and so it's lovely to have the sort of different relations, isn't it, with sort of younger people.
Katie, I'm 10 years old.
And I'm Fiona. I cook the breakfast every morning, well, every Friday morning.
If there's any fruit, I make the fruit salad and write the menu and put the salt and peppers out.
Oh, fantastic. And do you really enjoy doing that?
Yes. Mm.
We get here at 7:15 so that we can, along with the other chef Anne, so that we can have breakfast ready when everybody arrives at 8 o'clock. So that means Katie has to come with me. So we give her jobs to do.
Well, you like to be kept busy, I can imagine. So,
yes.
So what do you like about helping mum here and other youngsters and the older people that come?
That I can chop fruit.
And is that your favourite part?
Yes.
Do you sit and talk to some of the older people that come?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you talk about?
Holidays and things like that.
My eldest son was in the same school year as Catherine's daughter, and so we met up via them both being at the same school, and then Catherine has these wonderful ideas and she created this community garden and we got involved helping with that, and then Breakfast Club appeared, and we do a lunch club as well for old folk afterwards after this, so it's just by meeting Catherine really.
I've never done a project where people have been so willing to volunteer. Like, people have actually come up to me and said, can I help? Which is, you know, when you're trying to get volunteers, sometimes that can be tricky. But everybody loves it. And being National Volunteering Week,
exactly.
It's a good thing to celebrate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And is there anything like this elsewhere in the borough then?
I think we're the only breakfast club that that's working like this, but St Mark's has a pay-as-you-feel cafe, Resurrection Bites, and St Peter's runs things. So there are lots of other pay-as-you-feel cafes using landfill, food that would be heading for landfill, and Harrogate Homeless Project and Springboard, and we're all working together, and Knaresborough Community Centre as well. So we're all kind of working together and sharing resources and ideas.